This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. It was billed as a national roundtable on the right to farm, centering on nuisance lawsuits. I was there, and I'll talk about one speaker right after this.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farmall Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
It was billed as a national right to farm roundtable, the meeting that was held Friday in Raleigh, North Carolina. I wanted to hear what they had to say, so I was in attendance there at the North Carolina State Fairgrounds as they talked about the nuisance lawsuits that have been brought against that state's ag industry. One of the more compelling presentations of the day came from the president of the American Farm Bureau, Georgia farmer Zippy Duvall, who said, "We're being attacked in American agriculture. There are things happening out of our control, putting our farmers and ranchers at risk." He talked about labor issues. He talked about trade disputes. He talked about regulations that are stifling productivity and the fact that farm income has been cut by 50% over the past 4 to 5 years. Zippy Duvall, the president of the American Farm Bureau, told the group he takes this personally. He said on his farm in Georgia, he's in the poultry business, where he's been producing birds for 32 years, in buildings, he says, where the chickens sometimes are more comfortable than his family in their home. And Duvall pointed out about these attacks on animal agriculture, "We were here first. We were in rural America first. People are moving around us in many instances, causing the problem." And Zippy Duvall said this isn't just about the big companies being sued by well-paid lawyers. He pointed out that individual family farmers contract with the companies like Smithfield Foods and that the individual farmers could be harmed. Zippy Duvall said if something happens to the company he works for feeding chickens on his farm, in his words, "They're going to depopulate my chickens." Duvall said he'd be left sitting there with hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt on the buildings that he, as a family farmer, built to house those birds. He says while some people argue it's just about the big companies the lawyers are chasing, it's really also, he says, an attack on family farmers. I'll be back after this.